June 5th, 2020, Forgiveness Friday. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, our Forgiveness Friday scripture says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Let me read that last sentence again in the scripture. "But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Let me tell you, forgiveness is a choice. I say that one more time. Forgiveness is a choice. This scripture is very pivotal for this Forgiveness Friday edition because the Lord has turned my attention to injustice. And I want us to focus in on injustice this Forgiveness Friday. And I want to put something before you, and I want you to receive it and apply it. Not just hear it, but hear it and then go and move into application, move into some action behind what you hear and what I'm going to talk about briefly on this Forgiveness Friday edition. I want us to forgive any injustice that we have experienced. Let me say it again. I want us to forgive any injustice that we have experienced. Let me define injustice. Injustice is defined as absence of justice or the violation of the rights of another. Absence of justice or the violation of rights of another. It's an unjust act. It's a wrong. So why am I focusing on this? Why? Because we all have experienced wrong. We all have experienced unjust acts. We all have faced injustice in some form or some fashion. So when I ask you to forgive, let me give you the reasoning behind that, the asking of this forgiveness on this Friday, the basis, if you will. The basis of this forgiveness, as it's always been, as I've said it before, is not really necessarily in you, not in your strength, not in your attitude, not in your wisdom. The basis of it is in faith. It's in faith, not faith in yourself, not faith in your ability, not in faith in your wisdom, insight, your education, but faith in God. Can you forgive the injustices that have been metered out towards you, that have pressed upon your life unexpectedly, that have come at you, that injustice? Can you forgive it on the basis of faith? Now, why do I say faith? Because God is saying, "I want you to forgive others just like I have forgiven you." Now, what did you do to earn that forgiveness? Tell me. And the answer would be nothing, because it's by grace we have been saved. When Christ died on the cross, before I was even born, some 2,000 plus years ago, it was Him doing something for me. It was Him giving me something, even though I had not committed my first sin yet, my first injustice towards the kingdom of God. But God in His grace forgave me. And God is saying, "Kevin, if you're willing to receive my grace, are you willing to also, by faith, give my grace?" See, there's many ways that we face injustice, many ways that we face wrongs in this world. Maybe through physical abuse, maybe through verbal abuse, maybe through some social injustice, maybe through racial inequality or racial injustice, maybe through gender inequality, maybe a woman getting paid less than a man, a woman not being able to hold a position that normally men would hold, and they're not allowed to be in that position. Maybe it's due to the size of your body, that you're too tall, too short. Maybe educational bias. Maybe you served time in jail and now there's an injustice against you that you can't do certain things in society, not outwardly, because that would be wrong, right? Violation of law. But maybe inwardly, "Oh, hey, you know, so-and-so served time. Oh, he did. Oh, pull his resume back. You know, we can't have him working here. We never know. We can't have her working here. You never know." You know what? Maybe it's the looks of shame that you get based off your past when you're trying to do something currently in the society outside of what your past would denote that you would normally do. To me, that's a wrong. And to me, that's an injustice, because you're not moving in the rightness and the righteousness of God in that area or that arena. We should give people what I would call a equitable shake. Allow them to present themselves and not judge them on pre-existing circumstances. That's an injustice. And all this is done, again, on a basis of faith. The basis of faith. See, on the surface, we may somewhat feel initially like that injustice called for us to move away and to be bitter. But when you start to forgive, that bitterness starts to release from your heart. And we may make comments like, well, you know what, Kev, it is what it is. Or, you know, life's too short for me to worry about what people think about me. But what you're doing is you're harboring that injustice and that wrong. And that wrong are harboring in your own heart. And that bitterness causes you to have a hard heart, like a concrete heart, a stony heart. Not a heart that's sensitive to what God is doing. And God knows that you not forgiving those injustices that have been committed towards you hurts you more than hurts anybody else. It hurts those around you, and it hurts those that are trying to get close to you, and it hurts all types of relationships. You know, injustices really divides us as human beings and as people, especially as believers. How many times has one person left a community of believers because of some wrong or injustice that was not worked out amongst one another, where forgiveness could have been obtained and allow growth to happen? You know, we can't forget that love is the basis for why we're connected and communicating with one another in the way that we do. Love makes me record every day a podcast just for you. It's because of love. It's not because I'm more righteous than anybody else. It's not because, you know, I serve God at a higher level, so I got to put this podcast out, and Ricardo has to put one, and Sully and Pastor Danny Cox, and we all have to come together. No, it's because of our love for people. Ricardo Valdez has been recording about love since day one for this podcast, and that's what it's all about. So that's why I'm asking on this Forgiveness Friday for you to turn on the basis of faith and on the basis of love to forgive those injustices that have been put towards you, so you don't participate in those injustices and wrongs towards somebody else. We don't need separation of relationship anymore. We need unification of relationships. We need us to come together again and not let those injustices separate us. As I said in the beginning, forgiveness is a choice. And I'm asking you, you know what? I'm really honestly, humbly begging you to remember all those injustices that have been transmitted against you. Maybe against your family, maybe against your name, maybe against your race, maybe against who you are and what you are, your financial standing in this society, whatever it is. Whenever you have seen injustice, I'm asking you on the basis of faith to forgive that today. Allow me to end with a testimony. And I'm going to keep this short, but I said I wanted to relate this eventually. And I want to talk about my brother real quick. My brother, I love him, but there's been times where our relationship has been splintered due to some wrongs in our communication. And it always has affected me because it separated from me from talking to him, and I became bitter. But the Lord showed me that I needed to forgive my brother, and I didn't understand how I needed to forgive him when I didn't do anything. And to me, that's the antithesis of injustice, to not do something and somebody not give you the justice that you deserve when you did not violate them. But the Lord showed me something. He showed me, like, Kevin, you know what? It's not about what he did to you. It's about what you're allowing, about what's happening to do to you. And I tell you, that changed me greatly. It changed me greatly. Allowed me to forgive my brother, whom I hold nothing against even to this day, for something that I didn't understand. You know what? I sought to understand him more than I sought to be understood. I sought to understand why the injustice was happening more than I tried to mitigate it by being bitter and frustrated towards him. And I love my brother to this day. Shouts out to Brian. So all that being said, that's the basis of our Forgiveness Friday edition today. I want you to forgive those who have caused some level of injustice towards you. Excuse me. Forgiveness is a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. And on this Forgiveness Friday, I'm humbly asking you to forgive any injustice against you, recent or even from the years past. Be encouraged and maximize the moment. For every moment not maximized is minimized, and we cannot afford to waste a moment. God bless you.